Time now to head down to the Apple Isle, and we love having a chat to Adam Trinder, especially to get an update on Mystic Journey. And as we all are affected by this COVID-19, so too has the preparation of Mystic Journey. Adam Trinder joins us. Good morning to you, Adam. How's life in Tasmania at the moment?
Very well, thank you, Michael.
Gee, you're going better than we are in Victoria, and unfortunately that flow-on effect may well mean we don't get to see Mystic Journey when we had originally hoped to. What's the decision that's been made with your star mayor, with owner Wayne Roser, after a meeting last week? Because the original plan was to get her over here for the Bletchingley, which is only a couple of weeks away. Has that now been put on hold?
Yeah, it has been, Michael. So we've pushed that back, and probably for two reasons, obviously. The current situation in Victoria with recent outbreaks of COVID has put some indecisiveness into the decision. But that being said, sort of the ground that we saw presented at Flemington, which is a really, really good draining track there on Saturday, sort of we just feel the Bletchingley, the ground might still be too easing for her. So tentative plan now is to hold and kick off in the Lawrence 2 weeks later, which is the race she kicked off in last year and was fortunate enough to be able to win. So she'll either kick off there or in the back end of August, just depending on the current situation as we see it closer.
Well, that's just over a month away, and no one knows what the situation's going to be, especially here in Victoria. Have you made inquiries about to what the current protocols are, and would you be able to actually come over here with her, which I know has been a prerequisite from Wayne Roser in the past?
So there's a avenue to make application to be able to attend a Victorian race course for an interstate trainer. The intricacies of it, I would have to arrive early, do a COVID test, get a negative result, and then receive permission to be able to be on course there. So we're still a month away, and as you know, everything changes on a day-to-day basis. We are a little bit apprehensive with the current situation in Victoria. We felt 2 weeks ago that we were in a situation where restrictions were going to be lifted. Now they're probably going to be tightened. So it'll be interesting to see the landscape in a month's time, but it is really up in the air. We've made tentative inquiries and sort of got information, but that information changes from day to day. So we are operating in the dark to a certain extent. So we just press forward with tentative arrangements, and hopefully it can come to fruition as we get closer.
What would the perfect normal plan be for Mystic Journey in getting her over here before the Lawrence and then taking her back home?
Yeah, so the perfect normal plan sort of travels really closely. So the Lawrence falls on a Saturday there, as you know. She'd travel Thursday evening, arrive at Flemington on Friday morning, and then head racing on the Saturday. Obviously, we're the other end of the border, but I know with New South Wales horses, sort of they're confined to Victoria for sort of 48 hours prior and 48 hours after. Those horses that Mitch Beer and Donna Scott have been running from over the border up north. So, as I said, it'll be interesting to see the landscape as we get closer. We're in a very unknown situation.
And is the transport even working as regularly across the Tasman as it has in the past?
So it is. So they're deemed essential service, sort of as it stands, say, in a situation where she ships into Flemington, as has happened with our other runners over there over the last 8 weeks. The transport driver just drops them off and then pulls up. Stable staff get them off the truck, and there's no co-mingling whatsoever. So as an essential service, there's no restriction on livestock travel.
Would you still send her over here if you couldn't come, or if the protocols put on yourself were too arduous, as in needing to have a 14-day quarantine?
If we got to the stage where we were still sort of being left out, and we got to the stage of the MEMSI, we'd probably be in a situation where we would bite the bullet and would send her, yes. But it's not Wayne's preferred situation.
And how is she? How has she come back? We only got to see that little cameo in the William Reid where she was brilliant. She probably should have run a place in that race over the 1200. How has she come back since then?
No, so she seems really good. She's nice and fluent in her action. Still very full about herself, which is probably a byproduct of only having the one run there in the William Reid. didn't have too many miles on the clock, and she went out undented and quite full about herself, so did very well in the paddock. So we're just bringing her along slowly. She'll trial in the next 7 to 10 days and look to have two trials moving forward into that Lawrence. So that's the plan.
Can you get a guide on where she was this time last year before her spring campaign?
I would suggest she's on about par. As we spoke in the past, she's not a brilliant track worker. She does as much as required of her, which has been her presentation this time around. So the trial will probably give us more indication there. But that being said, I thought her trial was a little bit plain prior to the William Reid, admittedly on wet ground, which she doesn't like. So she'll probably trial on the synthetic, most likely moving forward into a first-up assignment this time. So that'll give us more clarity, but all the presentation, we think she's in really good order.
And you're still confident that you think she's more a miler than 2,000?
So we'll be really interesting. I think she's fantastic at a mile, especially on sort of galloping tracks like your Flemington, and sort of she's probably a little bit better at Caulfield than what she is at Moonee Valley as well. Sort of just tends to run out of straight there to a certain extent, as we saw. We know it was 1,200, but rattled home to run fifth in the William Reid, sort of lost the bridle, but then still kept coming to the line in the Cox Plate over 2,000 metres. So she'll hold an entry, and we'll just see as to which way we go. But yeah, she'll progress forward. If you see in a form card that she's found herself in a race like the Underwood over 9 furlongs, our mindset probably is to press forward to the Cox Plate once again.
And the rest of the team, we know racing's back in Tasmania. How has the return been handled by not just you, but all the racing participants? And do you think that it's going to take a while to get back to normality?
I feel the return's gone really smoothly. Sort of everyone's, there's obviously protocols in place, and everyone's been very respectful of them. But the protocols that have been put into place still enable us to operate as a workplace and get the job done. So I think the resumption of racing's been quite smooth. There's money going back into owners' pockets, which is always a massive positive. I think it's moving along as well as it could in a trying situation.
How's the new Hobart surface down there handling its first winter?
So it's probably struggling a little bit, to be perfectly honest with you. The root system probably hasn't bedded down as deep as what we would have liked. Track's still got a reasonably stable footing, but it's just losing its top to a certain extent. Sort of there's a lot of kickback, which is primarily sort of grass without a lot of clod involved in it. So it'll definitely benefit from the timing of this winter. There's only one meeting remaining, and it'll really appreciate a break and a little bit of sunshine on it come August, September, and allow that root system to get down and get structured.
And the situation, we've spoken quite a lot about the finances of Taz Racing and the prize money structure down there. As one of the leading trainers, do you think it needs to be reviewed and looked at? Do you need more prize money to make the racing more sustainable in Tasmania?
I think it needs to be reviewed on a constant basis. It's the same as any business model. You've got to review your expenditure, and you've got to review your costs on an ongoing basis. But in relation to return to owners, I think there should be more money available, and probably the statement is made available. I'm of the understanding that there are funds coming back to the industry, which isn't flowing on to prize money as such, going into administration costs and the like. So I think we need to tighten up the top and get the product out there and get the product returning a potential profit for owners, and then the flow on effect will be positive all around. Sort of then administration can probably potentially open up within the next 4 to 5 years in relation to their expenditure. But I just feel it probably needs to be tightened up at the top. Administration, put some more money back into owners' pockets, which is where the product comes from, and there will be a positive flow on.
And you speak of owners. What's the situation in Tasmania in regards to maybe getting some crowds back to the track? We know this time of year you don't have that many going to the track as is, but with the virus situation, is there talk about it opening up?
So we have owners back on course a fortnight ago here at Sprayton. It was probably the biggest crowd that I've seen since the Devonport Cup, to be honest with you, which was quite refreshing. There was plenty of families out on the lawn enjoying their day. So we're obviously in the depths of winter, so we haven't got the greatest temperature at the moment to be able to go out and enjoy yourself. But people really got behind it, not only just owners, but crowds. So
the general public's back too.
Refreshing. Yeah, public's back as well. Great. We're open or as open as what we can be. The gates have been thrown open. No admission fees, which I think is a really smart move and a smart move that probably should be implemented. Moving forward, get people back on course. So just does have a good feel down here at the moment.
Well, it is good to see and hear. And fingers crossed we'll get to see you and at Mystic Journey, the PB Lawrence Stakes Day. We would love to see her back, looking to defend her title. Adam, appreciate the update. Best of luck. We'll keep in contact.
Pleasure. Thanks, Michael.
So the PB Lawrence Stakes for Mystic Journey is the plan. Unfortunately, a little bit of wet weather, but more particularly COVID-19 means she will not take her place in the Bletchingley in a couple of weeks' time.